Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's Morning Show. Happy Hump Day. Let's see here. I'm sure I have a sponsor. Ooh, this is a good sponsor. Listen up. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by at Vin Hassan's Instagram. Don't forget to catch Vinny doing his side piece on Alt 105 on Thursday nights. If there's a song you want to hear or give him a little shout out, tell him how much you liked it, your thoughts, you can send him a message at Vin Hassan.
Yeah,
V-I-N-H-A-S-S-O-N.
And I'd forgotten all about that. I haven't, my team of people haven't sent me
the clown car hasn't pulled up yet with the finished,
the whittled down, finished, perfected computer spat printout of music I'll be playing Thursday night. So I'm going to have to alert the masses.
I see. I just realized as I looked, I'm looking at the four of us we do like a little, what do we do? Instant messenger?
Right.
FaceTime messenger, whatever it is. You're wearing like a cute little down vest. You look kicky.
Yeah. So I found it on sale, but I wanted to try it in the house because a jacket's too hot.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely can't pull. I don't know what it is. I know that my daughter's doing it and my wife does it. I assumed it's just them, but then you do it too. So it might be just a girl cozy thing,
mm-hmm.
but I can't drag a blanket around and then be like, okay.
Have to drag it.
I'm ready.
Normally,
to go.
I leave a blanket everywhere that I know I'm going to sit.
Okay.
So, like right now, I have this blankie. Actually, this is more of kind of like a hoodie wrap.
Uh-huh.
But you know, if I get a little chilly, I'll just pull this on.
Right. Yeah, I can't.
But then
do
over
that.
There on the couch behind me, there's a. Oh, there's my favorite blanket. It's my cheetah print one. I like that one. But so anyway, I'm looking at our pictures. Can you see that I got my first COVID haircut?
No.
Well, I cut
Whoa.
My bangs. So we've been watching, have you ever watched that show? Billy Bob Thornton stars on it as he's a lawyer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's that called?
Goliath.
Yeah. I have
seen
that.
We finished up the third season last night, and there's this, Dennis Quaid is on it. He plays this rancher dude. It's like a water rights.
Not Randy, thing. Dennis.
The cute one. Who's the good looking one?
Dennis
Quaid,
Wait.
Yeah.
Yeah, Randy's the kooky one, right?
Randy's the kooky one who lives in Canada with his crazy
okay.
wife. Dennis though has had, you know, he's looking a little plumped and pulled.
Right.
So, anyways, but whatever. He's a fine actor, and he's on there. So he's this woman who's a recognizable actress. I haven't looked her up, but she plays his sister on it, and I love her haircut so much. So it's like short in the back. It's like just at the nape of her neck, and then kind of longer in front. Which is what I told John to give me yesterday.
And oh, he did that.
Oh, yeah. He's like, I don't want to. I'm like, it's this or clip all my hair off, John. This is the compromise.
Good
so I
for
go,
him.
I go cut it really high in the middle and just slope it down on the sides, like as you, you know. So I combed it all straight back, and he did, and it's cute. I mean, I've had worse haircuts, but I've given myself even, you know.
Well, I give you credit. I give him credit. I know that we did that. 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks
yeah.
ago, and,
how's
and
that
my
looking?
Problem. Well, she wanted to do the braid so that she could donate the hair, and then you've got to braid it evenly. That was a big pain in my butt.
Oh, you
the
had to do
braiding,
the braiding,
trying to get it separated and even out, and you start going, "What the? You got a cowlick right in the middle of this. How am I supposed to straighten this
out? Did you know everybody has that, a natural part in the back of their head where their hair will naturally kind of fall open?
Yeah, but also there are people who have cowlicks smack dab in the middle of stuff.
Oh, where does she have a cowlick?
Just right across the front, right in the middle.
Oh, poor Christina.
Just one of those things where I'm like, hey, this hair won't. And she's like, just it will. Just keep working on it.
Yeah.
Great.
Just force it.
Right.
It's hair. Bend it to your will. Yeah. Well, and the idea is, right, that you divide it into braids and the hair is all divided perfectly. And then when you snip the braids off all at the same point,
it's
what you have left is supposed to be even.
Right.
And
didn't turn out to be
the case.
As
you were cutting off 3-inch hanks of her hair that weren't in the braid, she was like, those could have been in the braid if we were.
Right.
If I knew
right.
we were taking those off, I'd have.
Whatever, we're trying to get through this, everyone. It looks like Sarah and John did a better job getting the haircut done. I think that looks great.
Well, I didn't, you know, you can't really donate dyed hair. All right. But, and you know what, frankly, he only took off like 4 inches anyway.
Yeah.
It's fine. It was easier, though. I took a shower and was like, oh, God.
You can feel the weight off?
Yeah, just hair is so, God, I loved having no hair. Oh, it's amazing. Nicole, I always look at Nicole's hair. She's, you know, she's young. She has thick, gorgeous hair. And like, it looks like she actually straightened it because a lot of times I like it curly. It's sexy like
oh,
that.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Hey, someone call HR, please. Sarah's out of control.
I blow dry it straight.
Yeah. I mean, mm-hmm. You clearly straighten it sometimes, but there's a lot of it. Like,
yeah.
That must take you forever.
20 minutes.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose these days, who doesn't have 20 minutes?
Exactly.
All right, you guys ready to jump into this? I have there's some funny stuff, some tragic stuff. We're going to start with Canada's own Bryan Adams. He is in some hot water for blaming the coronavirus on, quote, bat-eating, wet-market, animal-selling, virus-making, greedy bastards. Some people did not like that. He said his main complaint is against animal cruelty, and then, of course, he begins to encourage people to go vegan. So he's very upset about the coronavirus. We all are. I mean, people are bummed. It's ruining lives. It's killing people. It's certainly destroying the economy. He's mad about the massive disruption and destruction. So he did a rant on social media, pulled zero punches. Actually, there is video of this if you want to get his actual work. He was performing an acoustic rendition of Cuts Like a Knife, and it was in the caption that he actually put all this stuff. He said, tonight was supposed to be the beginning of a tendency of gigs at the Royal Albert Hall, eh? But thanks to some effing, bat-eating, wet-market, animal-selling, virus-making, greedy bastards, the whole world's now on hold, not to mention the thousands that have suffered or died. My message to them, other than thanks an effing lot, is to go vegan. To all the people missing out on our shows, I wish I could be there more than you know. So, surprise, people were mad. They called it a shocking racist outburst. The thing is, guys, listen, he's a vegan. They're very angry people. If you've ever hung out with one for long, you're like, oh my God, someone shove a hamburger in that person's head hole. Later, he posted another video of Into the Fire, which is another one of his songs. I don't know.
Is it?
Apparently. I don't know.
I mean,
are you a big Bryan Adams fan? Can you confirm that for me? Or, in the caption, he apologized to anyone who was offended, like basically everyone.
I don't know why he didn't know that wasn't going to go well. I don't know why he would have gone there. I think that a lot of people feel the same way he does.
Sure.
And yet, he's Bryan Adams.
It's like, why you gotta eat bats, you guys?
This is a cancel society, so why would you open yourself up to cancellation when that opinion...
This whole year is canceled.
As widely held as it may be, is not acceptable
right.
for you to put out there, so...
Again, listen,
Bryan
you gotta
Adams.
Forgive a vegan an outburst now and then. They're tenuously holding on to reality. Sorry, vegans, but it's true. Don't rant. Stop it. Put your phone down. Here's his apology. Apologies to any and all that took offense to my posting yesterday. No excuse. I just wanted to have a rant about the horrible animal cruelty in these wet markets being the possible source of the virus and promote veganism. I have love for all people, and my thoughts are with everyone dealing with this pandemic around the world. you know, it, for what it's worth, the exact origin hasn't been determined. A lot of speculation has been on these wet markets in Wuhan, China. Last month, I'm not sure if I read you this story or not. But it was going around. Paul McCartney, who is a big animal activist, said,
yeah,
I really hope this means, this will mean the Chinese government says, okay, guys, we've got to get super hygienic around here. I don't know why he sounds like that. I'm sorry. I'll try harder next time.
Kind of sounds like an idiot. Go on.
Kind of does. I know. I'm sure he's not.
No, I mean, he's Paul McCartney for crying out loud.
Very talented. Anyway, Brian's animal cruelty thing isn't just a little deflection. He is actually an animal rights activist, a self-proclaimed vegan, a PETA supporter, and surprise, PETA loved what he had to say. Last year, he actually got in a paddle boat and put himself between a whale and a whaling. I mean, apparently they whale in the Caribbean. I'm sure it's illegal, but apparently it's done. So he, you know, got
good
in a boat.
For him.
Yes, look, putting his money where his mouth is, I guess.
I'm with anyone that's against animal cruelty, and I don't.
Sure. Those wet markets are, it's pretty freaking tragic for the animals in buckets there. I will say that. Even in Chinatown, you walk around and go, oh my God, I want to buy a turtle just to set it free.
Yeah, I couldn't do it.
Yeah. Which, by the way, you're not supposed to do that because a lot of them aren't indigenous and, you know, as much as you might think.
Setting the turtle free?
Yeah, setting
whatever.
Oh, no,
I just mean I can't walk through a market where that's happening. I couldn't sit there and be passive about what I'm looking at. And I probably see it all that night while I tried to go to bed.
Yeah. And while you're eating stuff, you know.
Yeah, I just know, thanks. But whatever, look, I'm not trying to get myself canceled or step into any kind of
trap. Oh my God, me too. I so don't want to be canceled. It seems like it happens really easily.
I don't know anything about the wet markets except what I've heard. They sound gross, but I have never seen laid eyes on them, so I do not know.
Yeah. Bryn, do you have any comments on this? Wet markets?
I don't.
Okay.
Necessarily shop at wet markets, or even when I went to Asia, I probably ate stuff that came from that though, because I just
probably you eat all kinds of crap.
I do, yes, I do.
You're it's a good little eater.
I start to realize how weird it is as I, you know, talk to people like you guys.
Well, look, I mean, honestly, it's nothing more than a cultural difference. Like, you know, one culture thinks this is totally fine, another culture looks and goes, ew, and vice versa, you know, that's all. Speaking of food, oh my God, I can't believe I didn't bring this up yet. I'm on Instagram yesterday. Oh my God, surprise, right? And I'm looking at Chrissy Teigen's story, and she, you know, she cooks crap every day. Like, and I love food. I don't know
crap,
if you guys have met me. And she's, and it's so funny because, you know, they're super rich. They live in this fabulous pad and the kids go crazy in there, and John Legend's always just like sitting at the kitchen counter tapping away on his computer. And I mean, it's just I don't know how she doesn't weigh 300 pounds. All she ever wears is robes, that's her thing, and all she ever does is cook. She wears robes and cooks, and then puts like bunny, you know, the bunny filter on when she talks to you when she's talking directly in. That's her entire feed. So she makes this thing yesterday that looked so delicious and so easy. I'm like, I'm making that. I'm going to make that for dinner. So I go over to Whole Foods. I get all the stuff. And it was like miso paste and chili garlic sauce and bacon. Like, oh, my God.
Bacon?
Yeah. You cook three pieces of bacon and then you pull the bacon out and you put the pasta into that oil. Like it's, and then
so the
you add
bacon's
this,
not even used.
Oh no, you chop it up.
Oh,
it's,
okay.
It's called a carbonara. There's a huge. By the way, people will fight about anything on Instagram.
Well, right.
We're that bored. Like,
right.
As I'm looking at her post about it, I start reading this one comment. I'm like, oh, this has 23 replies. So I start reading it. There's a gigantic international fight about carbonara. And what you can and can't call carbonara.
What?
I'm like, this is incredible. Who gives a F? But these people really care. Like, I mean, honestly, I was like, I guess there is nothing we won't fight about online. This is what we do. Anyway, it was delicious.
And, so you made it, and everyone loved it.
And it, oh my God, my kids actually went back and got seconds, which that right. never, you know, they hate my food. Please.
Does a pound of macaroni, is that enough for your family of four?
It is enough. It's okay. enough. It just is.
1 pound box.
1 pound box of spaghetti, and got there was it. Like a there was a little bit left over at the very end, very little, which I was psyched because a lot of times I'll make that 1 pound box, and people, and my kids are like, "Dad, can you cook tomorrow?"
I'm looking at Chrissy Teigen's post here.
Yeah,
and Clarky Clark commented on it.
I sure did.
Yeah, and you have 47 likes there, several replies.
How did you find my comment amongst everyone's comments?
It's at the top of the list, maybe because we're friends.
Maybe because you follow
me. Because you two are friends with each other.
You're at the very top with your check mark and everything. It's so cool. Hold on. Let me turn it around and show you.
Let me see this. Oh, I got to look at this. Oh, there's a reply. Click the reply.
There's 7 replies to your comment.
Oh, my God.
And 47 likes. Hold on.
Did Chrissy Teigen like it?
I don't know. Let me see.
Look at that.
Oh, no, oh my God, so funny.
Who liked it.
What a giant.
Sarah's an Instagram influencer now.
Yeah, look at you go.
Yeah, well, I got to be something. I'm on there 24/7. That is so funny. Well, anyways, it was delicious. I really liked it. Next story, ready? Oh, so there's hers does look better, than mine does. Mine looked a little clumpier. Oh, it was so hot.
Is that hers or is that
yours?
That's hers.
Mine.
Okay.
And she, she actually sprinkled more cheese on top of it. It already had a cup and a half of grated Parmesan. I'm like, I'm not adding cheese to the top of this.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, it just didn't. I mean, it already had it. I didn't need to put more on top. Delicious, though.
I have a question.
Yes.
Is there actual video of her eating this food, or is she someone who's out there plumping up the world and the people and then throws that away and also hits the elliptical?
I will say that she's remarkably, like, she's not a skinny, skinny supermodel. She clearly eats, right? Mm-hmm. But I don't really see her eating.
Right.
And she makes donuts and, like, chocolate balls, but she handed the plate to John Legend, who took a bite and rolled his eyes back in his head. That was the thing that got, I'm like, oh, I'm making that. He goes, this is magical. Like, and frankly, it was. It was hot, like so spicy.
I love
like,
that.
All of us were sniffing at the end of the meal, like, oh my God, my nose is running. This is so hot. It was delicious, Vinny. All right, next story. Just really quickly, because I've eaten this whole goddamn breakup with my haircut and my cooking and your vest, which is off now.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I'm not into jackets at all. I don't want to wear a jacket. It's just one of those, we've got a little bit of a temp dip in the early morning hours.
So you remember that guy, he's a Broadway star, and he got coronavirus. He goes on a ventilator, and because of the ventilator, he gets some blood clots, and they put him in a medically induced coma, I believe. And he has since had to have a leg amputated. So he doesn't, he's waking up today to find that out. And he's had a couple mini strokes. He has opened his eyes, though. Like, he's been in this coma for 40 days.
This dude's story is terrible. And it's
so sad.
Like, for a dancer to come to and find out that he doesn't have his tools, that's awful. Hi, honey.
Oh. Hey, good morning, Chris.
Everyone says good morning. Here, wait. I'll show you guys.
She can't hear you.
I know. Hi. Oh my gosh, so cute. I didn't know she wore glasses.
Yeah. She does.
Anyway, this guy wakes up from his coma. He's at this point, he's blinking eyes, He can't talk yet. I know.
Can you imagine if in your head you have some of you has returned, you must be like, what happened? Right? I mean, he's got to be sitting
there. What do you mean,
like,
I have to blink once for yes and twice for no?
How am I in a bed and you're telling me how many days have passed?
Let's see. He has been in the ICU for over 40 days. He got there in late March. April 18th is when he had his leg amputated.
So that's not only did he lose a leg, his muscles have atrophied, his, you know, he's got
and
bed sores.
And the strokes. I mean, right. Well, I don't know if he has bed sores, Vin. I didn't ask that question.
You can't sit there for that long and not have stuff start to happen.
Maybe they clean him and moisturize him and roll him and stuff.
They turn him a lot. All right.
Anyway, basically his wife, her name's Amanda Klutz. And she's, you know, thankful that he's beginning to come back. She says, though, a reminder, she doesn't know how he got the coronavirus. He had no pre-existing conditions and said, quote, "This disease does not only affect old people. This is real. A perfectly healthy 41-year-old man." Like, probably more healthy than most. I mean, the guy's a dancer. He had, you know, perfectly healthy, more than perfect, like a perfect specimen. So anyway,
yeah, I'm sure she's going to, that family is going to suffer not only from his physical disability now, but he's going to mentally have a lot of trouble coming back from this. Like, what? 1 minute I'm sitting here, a dancer at the highest level. And, you know, there's a guy who might go on one of those crazy Bryan Adams rants. I'll tell you what.
Right. And frankly, I'm going to let him. I'm going to forgive whatever he has to say for the first year before we cancel him.
Sheesh.
All right, Vincent, what's coming up?
Well, I've got the Gavin Newsom presser from yesterday and goats on the run in San Jose.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.